Ойрайса.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding six lines from the bottom on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. It says the Gemara, Amar Mar. We mentioned in the Braisa at Samach Beis Amud Beis that Mishahiglu Aleyan, if a person shechs the Seirim of Yom Kippur outside the Azara after the Goyrel already determined which Shayer is Lashem and which one's Lazazel, so he's Chayiv al Shal Shem and Patra al Shal Azazel. He's Chayiv for shechting the Seir Lashem outside the Beis HaMikdosh, Shchut Eichutz, but he's going to be Patra for the Seir Lazazel. So the Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa which explains the Makar that there's no Chiyuv Shchut Eichutz for shechting the Sar LaAzazel outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says with regards to the Isra of Shchut Eichutz, it says, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor, eichesev, eiz, b'machne, o asher yishchat michutz l'machne, v'al pesach ha'omai lo hevioi, l'hakriv karbon l'Hashem. That's the pasuk. Now the Gemara darshens that e carbon. Now that the pasuk says carbon, so shemaya niyafilu kachet bedekabayis. So I assume that that means even kachet bedekabayis. If a person shechts an animal which is not meant to be going onto the mizbeach, it just has kedushas bedekabayis. Still, he's going to be chayav for shkutei chutz. Shenikro carbon, because we find the kachet bedekabayis are called carbon. Keinin shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'nakriv is carbon Hashem, and in that pasuk it describes things which are clearly not royal mizbeach. So you see, even kachet bedekabayis is called carbon. So I might think a person's chayav for shchut eichutz on kachet bedekabayis. Tamuleimar v'al pesach ha'umayi lo yevioi, which we dash from there, that kol aroy lepesach ha'umayid, only things which are roy, which are supposed to go inside, into the azara, so then he's chayav ulav b'chutz. Then he's chayav if he shechs it outside. Because she'en aroy lepesach ha'umayid, in chayav in ulav b'chutz. But if it's not roy lepesach ha'umayid, so then he's not going to be chayav for shechting it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's oitzi elu she'en roy lepesach ha'umayid. So explains the Braisa, that only excludes kachet bedekabayis. V'loy oitzi, skip two words, Rashi says, v'loy oitzi, but from here, I don't know to exclude the Sarah Mishtaleach from the Chi of Shchut Eichutz, because the Sarah Mishtaleach is right to go into the Ayel Mayid. There's the Hagrala, there's the Vidui that's set on it, that's all done inside the Azara. So, Tamalaymer Lashem, the Pasuk says Lashem, which we dash from there, Mi Shem Yuchad Lashem, only things which are Miyuchad Lashem, that it's the whole Avaida is done inside the Azara, Yatsu Elu, to the exclusion of Sayer HaMishtaleach, Shem Yuchad Lashem, they're not Miyuchad to be in the Ayel Mayid, they're sent ultimately outside to Azazel, where they get pushed down and off the cliff. Shrek the Gemara. So therefore, that's the Makar, that there's no Chiyuv Shchut Eichutz when it comes to the Sayer HaMishtaleach. Because the pasuk says Lashem, which is bidarshin to exclude the Sarah Mishtaleach. In fact, the Gemara v'Hashem lo haitzihu, does the word Lashem exclude Sarah Mishtaleach? Or a minu, but we learned, yeratza l'karben isha Lashem, the pasuk says with regards to Mechusar's man, that a carbon has to be 8 days or older, and then yeratza l'karben isha Lashem. And only then will is it roy to be brought as a carbon to Hashem. So elu ishim, the Gemara darshins that this refers to the ishim, to something which is brought as a carbon, that only it can't be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days or older. How do we know that Mechusar's man? How do we know that you're not even allowed to make it, be makdish it until it's 8 days old? Carbon. The Torah therefore says carbon because it's already called a carbon as soon as you're makdish it. So the pasuk says it's only right to be a carbon when it's 8 days or older. It means that you can only be makdish it once it's 8 days or older. The pasuk says that Isha Lashem says Lashem. That's a rabbi Sarah Mishtaleach. That also by Sarah Mishtaleach it has to be 8 days or older. There's a psul of Mechusar's man when it comes to being makdish the Sarah Mishtaleach. Says the Gemara. So what do you see from here? You see that the word Lashem includes Sar HaMishtaleach. Not like we said before, that Lashem excludes Sar HaMishtaleach. So Amar Rav explains that Hasam Ein Yanin Dekra, V'Hacham Ein Yanin Dekra. There's not one size fits all. Sometimes Lashem can include, sometimes it can exclude. It all depends on the context of where it's written. Hasam, when it comes over there by Shut Eichutz, the El Pesach, the Rabbis, where if the Torah would have said El Pesach, so that sounds like it includes the Sar Lazazel, the Sar HaMishtaleach, because it also goes into the Azara. So therefore we say that Lashem is Lohaitzi. So when the Torah then adds Lashem, that must be coming to exclude the Sar HaMishtaleach. However, Hacha over here, when it comes to Mechusar's man, the Isheh Lohaitzi, where the Torah says Isheh, which makes us think that we're talking about something which is brought as a carbon, so that excludes the Sar HaMishtaleach. Therefore, we say that when the Torah then adds Lashem, we say it's L'Rabbis, it's coming to include the Sar HaMishtaleach. But it comes out from this whole second half of our discussion just now that there's a psul of mechusar zman when it comes to the sarah mishtaleach, which is learned out from Lashem. Ask the Gemara, time of the Rabbi Rachmana. It's mashu. It's only because we have a riboy. That's why there's a psul mechusar zman that you can't be makdish the sayer when it's less than 8 days old. Haloi Rabbi, have amina sarah mishtaleach kadosh mechusar zman. Without the riboy, I would have thought to say that you could be makdish it even when it's less than 8 days old. Frak the Gemara, how? But if you, when you're makdish it, that's before the Hagrala, so then it's, you're not going to be able to make the Geirul on it if it's less than 8 days old. Because V'hayena Geirul Kaiveya El Baroi Lashem, the Geirul only works on a Sayer, which is Roy to be the Sayer Lashem. Since it's less than 8 days old, so it's not Roy to be the Sayer Lashem, so then you wouldn't be able to use it. So even without a Reboy, that there's a problem of being Makdish a Sayer to be sent Lazazel when it's less than 8 days old. Even without the Reboy, I know that you can't be Makdish when it's less than 8 days old, because then it won't be Roy Lashem. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Hamani Chanana Mitzrihi, the Tana of this of this Braisa, which had the Reboy to Darshan, that there's a Psul Mechusar's man, by the Sarah Mishtaleach, is Chanana Mitzri, the Tani with Urtan of Braisa, the Chanana Mitzri Oimer, he said that there's a way that you could have a Sarah Mishtaleach without a Geiro, and that is that a Filu Dam Bekois, that when you have the Dam of the Sarah Lashem in the Kli, that they already shechted the Sarah Lashem, so then maybe, and then the Sarah Mishtaleach dies, so maybe Chaveiro Yumizaviglai, so you just bring another sawyer to be its pair. You don't do a gairo. Seemingly without a gairo, you just get another sawyer to take the place of the original sawyer mishtaleach. So you see, it's shaykh to have a sawyer mishtaleach without a gairo. That's why we need a pasuk to tell us that when you make the new sawyer mishtaleach, it must be 8 days or older. Well, in fact, the Gemara, who says that Rav Chanan HaMitzri requires a gairo? That he doesn't require a gairo? Imer d'shamas l'chanan HaMitzri d'lasle d'chuyin. All you see from Chanan HaMitzri is that he holds that the blood of the sawyer Lashem doesn't become pasul. It stays kosher. But the lasle hagrala mishamasle, but who says he doesn't know, you see that he holds that there's no hagrala? Domo maisu magro. Maybe when he said you bring a pair, you bring a second sarah mishtaleach, he means ayudei a gairo, that you do a gairo to decide. You take two new sirim, and you decide, and you do a gairo to decide which one's gonna take the place of the dead sarah mishtaleach, and then the other one will be a second sarah lashem, which will let grace, but the one that's the sarah mishtaleach is gonna get chosen dafka through a gairo. So you don't have a raya from Chanan HaMitzri that it's shayich sarah mishtaleach without a gairo. Says the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yosef, Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. We do have a raya from Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya learned in the Braiso, the Rabbi Shimon said it lehedya. Meis echad mehen, if one of the sirim die, let's say the sarah mishtaleach dies after the gairo, so maybe chaveiro shaloi behagrala divrei Rabbi Shimon. So you get a new sarah without a gairo. So you see, Rabbi Shimon shita is that you could have a sarah lazazel without a gairo, and therefore we need a pasuk to tell us that it has to be 8 days or older. Ravina Amar, a different Hechatimtsof, right? You could have a Sarah Mishtaleach without a Gairo. And that is, Kagan Shahumam Vichiloy al Acher. If let's say the Sarah Mishtaleach gets a mum, so then your Mechal, it's Kedusha, to a new Sayer, so the new Sayer will become the new Sarah Mishtaleach, and that's going to be without a Gairo. So that's why we need to have a Reboy, that the Sayer needs to be at least 8 days old. Now, Agav, the Gemara just points out that we not tamer the pasul be muma. Who says that there's a psul mum when it comes to the sarah mishtaleach? Says the Gemara, Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says with regards to the bali mumen, it says viisha loy titnu mehem, viisha loy titnu mehem, which the Gemara darshins, the Braisa darshins, elu achalavim, that you can't bring the bali mumen onto the mizbeach lashem. That's referring to the chalavim, the imurim, that you can't bring the sacrificial parts of the carbon of a bali mum onto the mizbeach. Ainly alakulat, maybe that just means you can't bring all of the imurim. Miksasa minayin, how do we know you can't even bring some of the imurim? Tamalaymer mayhem, even just some. Mizbeach, when the Torah says mizbeach, onto the mizbeach, zuzrikas damim, that refers to the zrikas of the dam of a balmum, you're not allowed to be zirik the dam onto the mizbeach. When it says lashem, that's a rabbi, so you're a mishtaleach. And that is a psul balmum when it comes to the sarah mishtaleach. Now says the Gemara, so that's the Makar. But now just the Gemara adds that the itzrach lemichta balmum, the itzrach lemichta mechusar zman. We need to have a special drash in the Torah to teach us about both of these psulim that they apply to the sarah mishtaleach. We wouldn't be able to learn out one from the other. Because of rachamana mechusar zman, I would say misham deloy mati zmane, because that's very serious. It's not even roy. It hasn't yet reached the time where it can be brought as a carbon. Of a balmum de mati zmane em aloy, but a balmum where at least it's 8 days old or older. So it's in the past. It's a bal mum, so maybe that's not so bad, and maybe that there wouldn't be a psul mum when it comes to the sarah mishtaleach. Because rachmana bal mum, if the Torah would have just said bal mum, that there's a psul mum when it comes to the sarah mishtaleach, I would say misham demois, because that's disgusting to use that as the sarah mishtaleach of a mechusar zman delay mois, but something, an animal, which is, it's not a baal mum. It just, it needs to wait a little bit. It's a little bit too young. Delay mois. So that's not disgusting to use it. Same aloy, I would have thought to say that there's no psul mechusar zman when it comes to the sarah mishtaleach. Therefore, tzricha the Torah needs to say both. Al-Kabana the Gemara now just said two terutzim for why we need the ribuy of mechusar zman by the Sarah Mishtalech, when, anyways, it needs to be 8 days or older in order for it to be Roy Lashem, for the girl to take effect. So we said two different nafkaminas of how you could have a Sarah Mishtalech without a girl, and therefore it was necessary to have a reboy that there's a psul mechusar's man. Rava Amar, a third teretz for why we needed a reboy for mechusar's man, and it's a different type of teretz. That really, mechusar's man is not talking about an animal that's less than 8 days old, rather, kagayin shahayalei chayla b'seich beisai v'shachan imay b'yam ha-kipurim. It's talking about where the one who, I guess, sold the Sarah Mishtaleach to the Seirim, to the Hekdesh, he still has hold of the mother Sayer, of the Sarah Mishtaleach, and someone was sick in his house on Yom Kippur, so he needed to shech the Sayer, the mother. So now there's the Isser of Isai Vespinoi, you can't shech the mother and the child on the same day. So now that the person, the Meicher, shechted already the mother, so now this child, the Sayer Mishtaleach, now has a psul which is called Mechusar Zman, because you have to wait until tomorrow until you can shech it. But not because it's too young, it was never too young. It was Be'etzim Roy Lashem, it's just that it's considered like Mechusar Zman, because you have to wait until tomorrow until you can check it. Else the Isser of Isai Vespinai. Now says the Gemara, V'chei Gavnumi Aser, is this really included in the Isser of Isai Vespinai? But the Lashon of the Torah by Isai Vespinai is V'shar Isai Vespinai Leisishchatu B'yoy Mechad. It says don't shecht it on the same day. So it sounds like it's only something which is shechted. Leisishchatu Amrachmana V'halav Shchitahi. And the Sarah Mishnaleach doesn't get shechted. It gets pushed off the cliff. Says the Gemara, that's still included in the Isser of Isai Vespinai, because Ha'amri B'marava, that the Chiasu Latzuk, pushing it off the cliff, Zuhi Shchitasai, that's like in place of its Shchita, that's considered like its Shchita, and therefore would be included in the Isser of Isai Vespinai. That's why we need a Reboy to tell us that this Isser, Mechusar Zman of Isai Vespinai, is Negea Ishayach to the Sarah Mishtaleach.